I have a big question. It may not be time for this. So we sang a song after Archangel Michael's dictation, and it was to Mike and the son of Archangel Michael in faith. And I would just like to know about the other archangels. Do they have children? Do the Chohans, do they, like St. Germain and Portia, could they have children and so forth and families? And how does it all work, you know? So anyway, at what point when you're ascended, you get to have a family? That's another way of putting it. I mean, you know, maybe you have to be an archangel first. Any angle on this would be fine.
Okay. Well, co-creation is ongoing. And whether you co-create an individual life stream or you co-create a world, a planet like Elmoria has, whether you co-create new awareness, whether you co-create maybe a new virtue that no one has ever thought of or conceived of, whether you co-create a new invention, a new symphony, a new art form, a new Venusian art as opposed to a martial art, or not in opposition to it, to complete it maybe. All of this is still your child. Every time you merge your co-creativity with your beloved in a divine experience, that co-creation is your child. How is it your child? You conceived of it. You allowed it to gestate in the womb by mindfully being there to allow that full gestation period to occur. You gave birth to it in some way, whether in physicality and the earth or in spiritual light essences in the etheric octaves. So everything we do is co-creation, if you look at it through a new lens. And if you desire to create a life form, you simply have to secure a dispensation from the solar lords as an ascended being to do so. Most ascended beings are co-creating at such a high frequency that it's not as if a new life form is coalesced into a being that has a name. It's that they are co-creating with the divine all kinds of amazing alchemical works. They are outpicturing what the Lord God directs them to outpicture, especially archangels and angels, because they come under the direct authority and reference point of being in that kingdom of the angels and the nine choirs, where they are. It's a different type of dimensional experience than we as humanity experience. It's all about divine emotions in the feeling world. You know, the angelic kingdoms are the worlds of feeling. Now, as ascended masters, they've evolved through the human kingdom primarily, so they have had the experience of giving birth. Now, the archangels that have given birth to souls that we name, like Micah, at one point or another were incarnate in the matter planes. And I'm seeing through the eyes of Archangel Michael and faith that Micah was actually conceived of as a being of light that had more physicality before he, in effect, was considered to be an angel. And I don't know that any other teaching that I've ever read about has talked about how Micah was created by Michael in faith. I mean, if you've read it, let me know. I've never read anything about that. What I'm seeing, though, is that their co-creation of Micah was when they were more physical than they are now as archangels and archai. So, son of Kumara and Lady Venus had a daughter, Maita. They conceived of her on Venus, and she's a beautiful being of light. And did they have other children? Maybe that's time for another darshan. Ask Sana Kumara. Can you, as an ascended master, have children? Yes. You simply have to secure dispensation from the solar lords. Yet it'll be a light being rather than a physical incarnate being. God created the stars. And the stars create the planets. And the planets create, in collaboration with the stars, the life that exists on those planets. You may not think of it exactly that way. Science doesn't teach it that way, at least material science. And yet spiritual science would understand that that's how life manifests in the various spheres and domains. So how do you create life? Well, you don't really create life ultimately. God created all life in the beginning. What you do is join particles of your being with another to co-create a new being. The being already exists. In this dimension, you're just allowing a soul, a spirit, to come into incarnation through a physical body. So does the spirit that you desire to have as a child already exist somewhere in the universe that then coalesces in the being that you as an ascended master or an angel up there in the etheric octaves would like to precipitate? That's a good question. I think that spirit already has to exist in embryonic form somewhere in a solar world. And if you desire to receive a dispensation to co-create a new life form that has a name, like an, I will use the word entity, it's not the negative entities, but as a monad, then you simply have to ask permission and receive that dispensation for a portion of that solar essence to be coalesced as a new being, if you would like to call that, with a new name. The spirit of that being already exists, just like we already existed in the heart of God before we ever incarnated into this domain. So if you think of the Big Bang, if you think that that's the way creation occurred, in that Big Bang, that original creation, everything that ever will exist was in embryonic form when God sang, "Let there be light." Now, are new life forms being created? Yes, because creation is ongoing. It doesn't stop. It's still ongoing. So yes, you can create new life forms, just as El Morya created a planet. He conceived of it. He clothed it with substance. It exists. If you were not a co-creator with the authority to create, you wouldn't be a son or daughter of God, because that's our charge, is to be co-creators. Now, for most of us, when we ascend or we return to the heart of God, will we be in this mode of creating or coalescing new life spirits into spirit beings? Well, that's for you to work out. Your mentors may have other work for you to do. Because with the creation of a new being, or the coalescing of a spirit into a monad, comes the responsibility for that being for the rest of eternity. So as a co-creator, it's a big responsibility. And you can't take it lightly. It's not like you raise a child for 18 years and then they're off on their own. When you are there as a co-creator at that level, you're responsible for that life stream forever. a little different there than here. We set them on their way. We say, okay, you're an adult now. Get out of the house and find your niche and do your thing. So it's a good question. I think other people have pondered it. And with God, all things are possible. And now with God, all things are magical. Is that what we... What?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what you can conceive of can be. Science fiction is now more science fact. And a lot of science fiction from decades ago is coming into actual reality as objectified things in our world.